My brothers and sisters, as I was praying the gospel and the readings for today, it suddenly occurred to me that last Sunday's parable of the Good Samaritan and this Sunday's account of Jesus' encounter with Martha and Mary both reveal to us one and the same theme. Now, if you'll think back to the gospel for last week, what question did the lawyer ask Jesus that prompted him to tell the parable about the Good Samaritan in the first place? Well, the question was this: who is my neighbor? Well, you see, because of that very question itself, Jesus knew that that lawyer had misinterpreted the meaning of the law, especially with regard to loving his neighbor as himself. By his question, he showed his interpretation to be this: love God above all, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, as good as that may sound at first glance, that is not the law. If that were true, then we could all just practice loving only those whom we accept as our neighbors, but then excuse ourselves from loving those that we don't or won't accept as neighbors. Also, loving God then becomes a totally separate matter altogether. But that is not the law. The truth that the law proclaims is that God, you, me, and everybody are one, and that we are all invited into a relationship that is being perfected in love. And so, in his parable, Jesus described how the priest and the Levite, living in the illusion of being separate from the victim, passed by on the opposite side, keeping their distance from him. The Samaritan, on the other hand, sensing an intimate connection, was moved with compassion, as Jesus said. And why did Jesus choose to say he was moved with compassion? Well, because compassion means to suffer with. And so, experiencing the victim's suffering as his own, instead of moving to the opposite side like the others, Jesus said the Samaritan approached the victim and cared for him as though he was caring for himself, because in truth, he actually was. Sisters and brothers, the truth that the law proclaims is that God, you, me, and everybody are one, and that we are all invited into a life-giving relationship, an intimate connection, a connection of one with another that is being perfected in love. Love your neighbor as yourself, then, doesn't mean love your neighbor as you love yourself, because that implies a separation. Love your neighbor as yourself means, rather, love your neighbor as being yourself. Because in reality, the basis of all our relationships is that we are all one. Do this, Jesus says, and you will live. And so then, how is this truth then proclaimed in today's readings and gospel? Well, it's easy to see that today's readings and gospel are all about relationships. And in Jesus' encounter with Martha and Mary, what he reveals is not all that difficult to grasp, but it's very difficult to put into practice. And so I ask you this: what is the one thing only the better part, as Jesus calls it, that Mary has chosen, that will not be taken from her. What is it? Well, the obvious answer, it seems to me, is this: being present to a relationship with Jesus Christ. That really is the answer to all our needs, actually. All true and lasting relationships start with Christ. Jesus tells us in the Gospel according to John that eternal life consists in knowing God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. And so, life is about relationship. Does this sound like a familiar theme? Of course. Meaningful hospitality and true service, then, service of God or service of anyone for that matter, can only grow out of a relationship of mutual love. Joyful service flows naturally out of such a life-giving bond, while service that comes from a sense of duty or only from a need to look good or feel good produces anxiety and worry. It's never enough. It never seems to be enough. It never satisfies and is ultimately experienced as a burden. And that was Martha's dead giveaway for Jesus. She was burdened with much serving. Now let's take another look at Abraham in our first reading today. Because of his deep and trusting relationship with the Lord, he wasn't anxious or worried about just what those three strangers who showed up at his door might be up to. I mean, you or I would be seriously worried about that. I know if somebody showed up in my front yard, hanging around in the front yard, I'd be wondering what in the world they might be up to. But instead, Abraham recognized somehow God's presence and promise in their appearance. And because of this, he and Sarah both embarked on the most incredible journey of a lifetime. Brothers and sisters, our lives are all about relationship. When we open our hearts to the Lord and listen to his voice, he will come in and visit with us and reveal his presence in us. Christ in us is the source of our oneness with God and the source of our oneness with one another as well. And that's why St. Paul tells us in our second reading today that Christ in you and in me is our hope for glory. Christ in you and in me is our hope for glory.